On a clear day in August 1944, an Allied reconnaissance plane flies over southern Poland. Its mission? To take photographs of Germany's military chemical plants. But when the film was developed, the aerial photographs reveal something different. Purely by accident, the aircraft had taken photographs of Hitler's most evil extermination camp, Auschwitz.
When we got to Auschwitz, they opened the doors and there were floodlights. When you got off the train, everybody was trying to hold on to their children. They tried to hold on to each other and screaming and shouting, "Schnell, schnell, get out and move, move fast." And so everybody was scared out of their wits. If you could imagine hell, that must have been it.
The true horror of Hitler's genocide was captured for the world to see. When World War II ended, over 6 million Jews had been exterminated by the Nazi regime, one-third of the world's Jewish population at the time. You're listening to Never Forget, Never Again, a special presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews as we commemorate the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Jews from Auschwitz and the end of World War II. In 1940, Stephen Ross was a Jewish orphan from Poland who, at the age of 9, was sent to his first German concentration camp.
I managed to survive, not because I was stronger than anybody else, but I kept surviving because there were so many times that they had selections. They murdered people. They took out the people who couldn't walk too well, or the people who were too skinny, yellow jaundice, and we used to get tuberculosis from the wetness and not eating. I want you to know, not eating. The piece of bread, 1 ounce of bread, and it was a pound of bread for 20 people, less than 1 ounce of bread. The man who was cutting it had to do a good job to cut it so that everyone would have a same slice. And there were already vouchers standing right beside you trying to take it away from you. And if you were a kid, you always lost a piece of bread. The soup that they gave you, it was brown water without anything in there. And it was chasing maybe a little piece of a peel from something. And there was bugs in the soup, bugs, cockroaches. And the doctors in the camp told us that this is protein. And we ate the bugs because we had nothing else to eat. And the officials of the German armies, they told them to do one thing, to gas and burn and torture and kill the people. Kill the people. Children, 3,000 at once. They packed them to stand next to each other. And when the gas came in, people were foaming from their mouth. They were falling very fast down, and their heart stopped. And they pulled them out with ropes, with carts, little carts on two wheels, and they buried them in the ditches. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of these people, and they disappeared. I was hiding in my first camp, and I managed to get into an outhouse, into the feces, until my neck. And they made a selection. They killed 105 children. I was the 106th one, and I managed to get away. And they came and looked for me, but they couldn't understand that I was underneath in an outhouse. And when I was able to be removed from the outhouse by an orderly in the camp, they pulled me out, and they did the best they could to wash me up with a bucket of water. And then my brother, I had an older brother, who went to work, and he already knew that I was dead, because when they went to work, they were shooting the children. And I was not dead, I was in the outhouse. So when I came out, I smelled terribly. And these people who pulled me out, two people, they washed me up as best as they could and gave me some clothes from people who were murdered this morning. The SS were strong, and we had no way to get out. There was no one outside to looking after us. This is the way it was.
You're listening to Never Forget, Never Again, a special presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The restoration of Israel is one of the greatest promises from God. In Ezekiel chapter 37, God says, "I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the lands and bring you into your own land." This year, the Fellowship has launched the On Wings of Eagles Ukraine Freedom Flights to rescue these Jews, many of them elderly survivors of the Holocaust. The cost to bring one Jew on this On Wings of Eagles emergency freedom flight to Israel is $1,500. $1,000 of your donation goes directly to the Jew that you'll sponsor to help them find a place to live once they arrive in Israel. It also gives them money to buy food, clothing, and cover the many resettlement costs they'll have. And there are three ways you can donate. First is with a one-time generous gift of $1,500. Second, you can give a donation of $500. We'll join your donation with two other listeners who are also donating $500. Third, you can give a gift of $150. Your donation will be matched with many other listeners who are also contributing $150. Here's a special phone number for you to call. It's 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate your tax-deductible gift on our special ministry website page. The website address is ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. In 1928, Eugene Black was born Jenno Schwartz. He had a happy family life, with three sisters and a brother. His family were Jews, and they lived in Hungary. In March of 1944, German forces occupied Hungary. Within 10 days, the entire Jewish population was moved into ghettos. At the age of 15, Eugene was returning home from school.
I entered the street where we lived. Distance away, I noticed a German army lorry. As I got quite close, I witnessed an SS man hitting my mother across her face and throwing her back of the lorry. I was immediately ordered onto it. I wasn't allowed to go into the house or leave my school bags or change my uniform. We traveled roughly a kilometer into the very, very large brick factory. There were the SS, dogs, fellow Jews there, elderly people, young people. In front of me, I noticed cattle wagons. The door opened. We were ordered onto it in the train set off, and we arrived in Auschwitz-Birkenau. A boy of 16, never experienced of any nature, of any sort of horror, having experienced almost 3 days on that train cramped in, listening to people crying and dying. I was absolutely petrified, numb. I didn't know what was happening. The doors opened, we were ordered out. There must have been thousands of people there. I noticed men with striped uniforms, which very shortly I had to wear it. And just by the point of a finger, all the females were ordered to the left and all the males on the right. I witnessed my mother and my two sisters being marched away to the left. No opportunity to kiss or say goodbye. And from that day onwards, I never saw them again. Within a few minutes, I got separated from my father. He was 57 years old. He was a tall man. I got separated from him. No handshake, no goodbye. And that was the last time I saw them. We were then marched off immediately as to strip in a massive big hall in the head hooks. We were ordered to hang our clothes up, tie our shoes together, and to remember where we left it. Because once we'd been disinfected, we'd be coming back for it. Of course, that wasn't the case. Naked we were. There were men in striped uniforms, scissors and shears in their hands. They cut all our hair from our head first, then every bit of hair of every other part of our body. We were ordered into another room then. We got disinfected. We were issued some underwear, which was taken off from prisoners who arrived there and were gassed. I lost my identity, my name. I lost everything within a very, very short while. In Auschwitz, life was impossible even to attempt to understand what was happening to us. It's very difficult to describe, even though the things what occurred and I witnessed are horrible.
You're listening to Never Forget, Never Again, a special presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews as we commemorate the 70th anniversary of the liberation of Jews from Auschwitz and the end of World War II. The Bible says in the book of Amos, "I will bring back my exiled people, Israel. They will rebuild the ruined cities and live in them. I will plant Israel in their own land, never again to be uprooted from the land I have given them, says the Lord your God." This year, the Fellowship has launched the On Wings of Eagles Ukraine Freedom Flights to rescue these Jews, many of them elderly survivors of the Holocaust. The cost to bring one Jew on this On Wings of Eagles emergency freedom flight to Israel is $1,500. $1,000 of your donation goes directly to the Jew that you'll sponsor to help them find a place to live once they arrive in Israel. It also gives them money to buy food, clothing, and cover the many resettlement costs they'll have. And there are three ways you can donate. First is with a one-time generous gift of $1,500. Second, you can give a donation of $500. We'll join your donation with two other listeners who are also donating $500. Third, you can give a gift of $150. Your donation will be matched with many other listeners who are also contributing $150. Here's a special phone number for you to call. It's 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate at our website at ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio. And thank you for your gift today. God will bless you and your family for your expression of love for His chosen people of Israel. You're listening to Never Forget, Never Again, a special presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. At a recent Holocaust awareness event, Yael Eckstein of the Fellowship shared how the Holocaust has impacted her family.
For Jewish people, this is our family tree. These are the stories that we were raised with. My grandfather is a Holocaust survivor. He was just 9 years old when his family was taken from his home, his mother 9 months pregnant, and put on a train on the way to the gas chambers. And I remember being 5 years old, and as he was putting me to sleep, he would be telling me the stories of how God saved him, of how that train stopped. There was a mechanical problem. And his 9-month pregnant mother said, "Jump and run." And that's what they did. These stories of the Holocaust aren't just a history lesson, but they are real lives. When you come today to stand with us, to learn about the Holocaust, you are part of our family. You are part of the Jewish people in ensuring that an atrocity like this never takes place again. It's through you that many more people will know that the Holocaust is not only a history lesson, it's something that we have to take to heart today. The Holocaust survivors, the people that were murdered, have to live on within our hearts. And when we hear Iran's leader saying that they want to wash Israel into the sea, When we see them arming all of our neighbors, Israel surrounded by all enemies, and we see terrorists running around the Sinai Peninsula with machine guns, we see the gas line to Israel be bombed 5 times in 2 months. We see the walls of the Gaza Strip open for weaponry from Iran. We cannot allow this to happen. And when we see leaders vowing to destroy Israel, we have to take them for their word. And we have to act. Something that I hear a lot of people in America saying, that they're very concerned with the breakdown of the Judeo-Christian values that they see in American society. The foundation of a just society that cherishes freedom, peace, real peace, values, real values, are based in the Bible. That when our founding fathers in America wrote the vision for America, the Constitution, the laws, put together this democratic system of government, it was based on the Bible. It was based on God's words and God's laws. And they built on that. And once you lose that foundation, society falls. You open up the doors for hatred. You open up the doors for atrocities of the sort that we saw how quickly Germany deteriorated and how they moved into Poland and Czechoslovakia. Borders didn't mean anything.
You're listening to Never Forget, Never Again, a special presentation brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Some say the Holocaust is too terrible to remember, but there is a reason why the Jewish people have vowed to never forget. They remember so that they may prevent such horrible events from ever occurring again. Yet even today, anti-Semitism continues to place Jews at risk. That's why Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein and the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews have launched the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles Emergency Freedom Flights, which will rescue Jews out of war-torn regions like Ukraine and bring them home to safety in Israel. Our next Emergency Freedom Flight is coming up soon, and we need your financial help today to fill this flight and rescue as many precious Jews as possible out of Ukraine. Here's Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein to explain more.
Part of our commitment of the fellowship is not just to say goodbye to them at the airport after a nice ceremony that says welcome to Israel. We feel an obligation and a responsibility and an opportunity to help them get on their feet. And so these flights are much more expensive than our normal Wings of Eagles flights, which average $350 per person. These flights are going to cost $1,500 per person because of the airlift process, but even more, we are giving each person $1,000 upon their arrival so that they can get an apartment, get food, and get their feet on the ground. This is on top of the amount that the government of Israel is helping with, but it's, of course, not enough, and the government of Israel relies on us to help these people learn Hebrew, start their lives again. You know, we feel a duty to not just bring them to Israel and welcome them there, but to help them get on their feet.
Jeremiah 31:17 says, "There is hope for your descendants, declares the Lord. Your children will return to their own land." If God is speaking to you today, and if you'd like to help us here at the Fellowship rescue elderly Holocaust survivors and return them, their families, and their children to their own land, home to Israel, on the Fellowship's On Wings of Eagles Freedom Flights, there are 3 ways you can donate today. First is with a one-time generous gift of $1,500. $1,500 covers 100% of the costs to fly one Ukraine Jew home to Israel. Second, you can give a donation of $500. We'll join your donation with 2 other listeners who are also donating $500. Third, you can give a one-time gift of $150. Your donation will be matched with many others who are also contributing $150. Here's that special phone number again for you to call. It's 844-80-WINGS. That's 844-80-WINGS. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by right now waiting to talk with you. Numerically, the number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. You can also donate your tax-deductible gift on our special ministry website page. The website address is ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio.
2,000 years, Christians and Jews have been separated. And how often do we get a chance in our lifetime to not just make a difference in someone's life, but to literally save a life? Not with risking our lives, but by helping through our prayers, and that comes first. It's got to start with praying for the peace of Jerusalem, praying for the lives of these people that are threatened. How often do we get an opportunity in life to make a difference and to bring that person in fulfillment of biblical prophecy from persecution, from threats and annihilation to freedom in the Holy Land in Israel? I would urge you to listen to what God is speaking to you in your heart. And if you capture this message that God is placing in your heart, that you would act on it. And sometimes we can do more than what we think we can. And to have confidence that God will bless us manifold ways, not just through funds, but through blessings to our family, to our children, to our relationships, bringing meaning to our lives. That's the true blessing that God promises to give to those who bless His children.
Ezekiel 39 verse 28 says, "Then they will know that I am the Lord their God. For though I sent them into exile among the nations, I will gather them to their own land, not leaving any behind." Many of us weren't alive 70 years ago during the Holocaust to do anything, but we can today. With one phone call, you can literally save a life. Think about that. You can be a Corrie ten Boom. You can be an Oscar Schindler. And you can be a part of fulfilling biblical prophecy. You can rescue and save the life of a Jew out of Ukraine and bring them home to Israel for the rest of their lives. And we want to fill as many seats as we can with Jews who are waiting to come home to Israel, many of them Holocaust survivors who are in the final years of their lives. Here's Yael Eckstein with some final words on our program today.
In Jeremiah chapter 30, God said, "Do not be dismayed, O Israel. Behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their exile. I will make an end of all the nations where I have scattered you, but I will not make an end of you." God's promise to His people is to bring them back to Israel, and that's our prayer. For many poor Jews living in the embattled, war-torn region of Ukraine, their dream of one day coming home to Israel is extremely difficult, if not impossible. Most have absolutely no money. These are precious Jews who are very poor, no bank accounts, little hope of a job, nowhere to withdraw money from. These are God's chosen people, many who cannot afford even a bus ticket to go to the local market to buy food or clothing, let alone pay for an expensive plane ticket from Ukraine to Israel. But you can change all of that today. You can bring them out of a life of hopelessness in this dangerous region of the former Soviet Union and bring them home to Israel. The cost to bring one Jewish refugee from Ukraine to Israel on this special emergency Ukraine flight is $1,500. Here's the special toll-free phone number to call, 844-80-WINGS. 844-80-WINGS. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by to talk with you right now. 844-80-WINGS. Numerically, that number is 844-809-4647. That's 844-809-4647. This is Yael Eckstein from the fellowship saying thank you. And may God shine His light on you and extend His blessing to you and your family because of your generous gift today. Shalom.
Today's program is a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews at ifcj.org/radio. That's ifcj.org/radio.